You know, we've all had those moments in our lives when we are just craving something to drink, when we are just absolutely parched. You know, maybe we've been out in the sun for too long. Maybe we've been doing really strenuous work and we've just gotten kind of dehydrated because of it. Maybe it's because we're sick and our body is desiring more water to kind of help flush that gunk out of our system. Well, whatever it is, there are times in our lives when we would give anything for water. Give anything for something to quench that thirst. So we can understand the reaction of the Israelites in the first reading today. You know, they're out in the middle of the desert. There's very little, if any, water available to them. And they're understandably concerned that they're going to go out into the desert and die of dehydration. Well, in response, God provides them the water they need from the rock. Moses taps his staff on the rock, and the rock immediately starts flowing water. They receive that physical water they need to quench their thirst. But that water points to something even greater. And of course, that something even greater we see in the gospel today with our Lord talking about the living water that he is going to give us. That living water is not merely an unlimited supply of physical water. It's not just like we're going to have all the physical water we can ever need. Now, I hope we realize how much of a luxury we have by having running water. And that might sound kind of comical, but if you really think about it, the idea of having that water pumped up from the ground and distributed to our tap, so all we have to do is turn a valve and water comes out of the faucet, is quite an amazing thing. At the time of our Lord, to go and get water from a well was a very ordinary thing. In fact, in many places in our world today that are more impoverished, they still have wells and cisterns that are common use. They don't have running water like we do. And they have to, as the woman at the well did, take water buckets or water jugs to the well, to the cistern, and get the water and bring it home. And might have to do that several times a day, depending on how much water they would use and what they're using the water for. Well, the woman comes to the well, and of course, she's got the physical thirst. She needs water, so she goes to get it. But she didn't realize until she met our Lord that she had a thirst that was greater, a spiritual thirst that was greater than the physical thirst. Our Lord, in talking with her, promises her that living water that would fulfill her spiritual thirst. You know, of course, at first she thinks he's talking about an unlimited supply of water, regular physical water. But of course, our Lord is talking about giving her the Holy Spirit to fulfill her spiritual needs. Because we look at this woman, and it's obvious that she's trying to fulfill her spiritual needs with her earthly relationships. You know, the gospel tells us that she had 5 husbands and she was living with a 6th man. She had this need that she wanted to fulfill and she was looking in the wrong place to do it. Well, like this woman, we too have our spiritual thirsts. We too have those things that we desire, that thirst that we need to have fulfilled by the Holy Spirit. And like the woman, we try to fulfill them in earthly ways. We try to look for things here on earth that can fulfill that spiritual thirst. We probably all know people who they're trying to fulfill that thirst, trying to feel fulfilled by going from relationship to relationship to relationship, as the woman did. But maybe that's not us. Maybe our way that we try to fulfill that spiritual thirst is through possessions. You know, if only we had a better car and a nicer house and a bigger TV and more clothes and so on and so on and so on, we'll have that thirst fulfilled. Maybe we immerse ourselves in our jobs, our recreations, our hobbies, and so on. Maybe that will fulfill that thirst. And of course, it doesn't. Because the only way that spiritual thirst can be fulfilled is through the Holy Spirit. Look at what St. Paul wrote in the second reading. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. There's that language of pouring. Just as water is poured, the Holy Spirit has poured the love of God into our hearts. The fulfillment of this spiritual thirst comes through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Being open to the Holy Spirit filling us with the love of God. And if we are open to that love of God coming in us, it will lead us to conversion of heart. It will lead us to return to God. Look at the woman at the well. She was so moved by this conversion that she encountered, or she had by encountering our Lord, that she went out and proclaimed our Lord, what our Lord did for her, to the people around her, to the people of her village, and brought them to our Lord. If we have that openness of heart, we will have the same. We will have the same conversion, and we will be led to bring others to Christ. But we can miss that, and we do miss that, if we're looking elsewhere to fulfill that spiritual thirst. So may we seek that living water that our Lord promises. Seek that water that brings the fulfillment to that spiritual thirst, so that we can say, as our Lord did, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty."